Are you in the mood for a good story, one with a happy ending? Oh, good, because we happen to have one. It's about how an old-fashioned ship captain's bell and high-tech proton beam radiation combine to fight cancer.
Hi, Robin, how are you?
Our story starts at Boston's Mass General Hospital last February, where we met Lars Gerfast and his 12-year-old son, David, two sturdy, hoodie-clad Minnesotans who'd been told by doctors there at the Lahey Clinic to get to Boston fast to treat the remnants of David's rare form of cancer, chordoma. Unfortunately, David is the hugest Seattle Seahawks fan. They'd just been beaten by the Patriots in the Super Bowl. On the bright side, he's a huge Bruins fan, and those players had just visited. Oh, did you meet some Bruins today?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, look at that. You got all sorts of Bruins stuff.
I'm a big Bruins fan.
Cool. Awesome.
I mean, they're my favorite hockey team.
Oh, great. Oh, great. That makes up for Tom Brady. I am really sorry that you have to be here on post-Super Bowl week. You know, it could have been the Seahawks.
Yeah, it should have been.
Oh. Easily. Well, we sat down to talk. So how are you doing?
Good.
How would you explain what's happening?
Well, I'm out here. Have proton beam radiation for my tumor that all the cells and stuff that are still in there.
Why proton radiation? That sounds like transponders.
It's kind of cool.
It's like a video game or something. I mean, what are the protons doing?
Just coming in and not exiting. Just coming in.
To battle the bad cells.
Yeah.
Do I understand that you discovered that you had this cancer after a tackle?
Mm-hmm. I snapped the ball and somebody grabbed my face mask. And I hurt my back and then got an MRI and then they found the tumor.
Yeah. I bet that's the only time you are thrilled that you got tackled by the face mask.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. We were very happy because he had no symptoms at all. The tumor was removed. Unfortunately, it was wrapped around his vertebral artery, so they weren't able to take it out in one piece. Now, they said, you get the cells radiated right away.
How is it? I mean, you've been uprooted too.
Yeah, but whatever it takes.
I have treatment for 8 weeks, and then I'll get MRIs every 3 to 6 months. That's pretty much all I know about what's going to happen. I mean, I've been being as positive as possibly can. It's hard without my mom and my sisters here, but my dad and I are getting through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's very strong. Yeah. He's always, through this whole thing, he's been very, very strong. But, he has his moments where he breaks down, and this is going to be a long process. These chordoma cells, they will come back, and he'll have to watch it his whole life.
There's a tradition here. I don't know, does David even know about the tradition here at the end of treatment?
Yeah, it's like when the last day of your treatment, you get to ring the bell.
Are you looking forward to ringing it?
Yeah.
And a big smile?
Yeah.
What will that mean for you?
It'll make me feel really good inside that I was able to beat this and go home.
Very hard for him to be away from his sisters. They're very close.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, I'm sorry, David. It's hard. You know what? We'll come back and we'll record the whole thing so that they can hear it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Think of that bell, right?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
So, fast forward to April. David's treatment has been very, very tough. We meet him in the proton beam radiation office for his last one. His mom, Cindy Gersak, has arrived from Minnesota. His dad, Lars, is here, as he's been for 8 weeks. David looks a little beat. His throat is sore and beat up. Was it tougher than you thought?
A little.
How excited are you about the last treatment coming up?
Not able to take it to words.
It's not able to take it to words? There you go.
Yeah.
Very.
Yep.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. at some degree, just because of the emotions of having completed the 43 treatments.
And 43?
Yeah, 43 treatments.
So what happens now, Dad?
Go home.
The small waiting room is packed. There's 20-something Candace and her mom, Shelley. They're from Canada. Candace is fighting the same rare form of cancer.
I met David a couple weeks ago. He's been my boyfriend for the last 2 weeks. I'm actually here to watch David ring the bell today. I'm very excited for him.
What does that mean to you?
I've watched him in some pretty low moments, you know, not feeling very good, and I am really proud of him. He's come a long way.
And then there's Ann Caldwell, who drove up from Martha's Vineyard. Her 9-year-old daughter finished her treatments the day before.
So they supported you and your daughter, and you're here to support them?
Yes. They crawled out of bed very early to come see Samantha ring the bell yesterday.
What did that mean to you?
It's hard to do this alone. It was great. It was great. Yeah.
So, a community has grown here. While Mom Cindy was mostly back in Minnesota, I asked her how hard it was to be away.
It's terrible. I mean, we have two younger daughters, 9 and 4, and pets, and it's just a huge support system back at home, but they're not here. And so it was just Dad and David and having to pull the weight there, and then I pulled the weight at home with the girls. Thank goodness for Skype. But it's not the same.
No, David's shaking his head like no.
Yeah.
Everybody, 15 minutes.
Here you go.
Last one, huh? Yep. Woo-hoo. Excited?
He's going in.
He's going in. There he goes, his last time.
What exactly happens?
Well, they put this mesh mask on his face and then lock him into the table.
Oh.
And then he can't move.
Can't move.
And then there's this proton beam radiation. Then he's done. And then today he actually gets to take his mask with him.
It's like a hockey mask.
It's kind of cool.
Cindy and I make idle chatter while we wait for David to finish his last treatment. But, of course, there's no such thing as idle chatter in a cancer treatment waiting room. Cindy talks about the stories nurses have told her about how great her burly 12-year-old has been.
He has been a help to all these other little guys like Mac. And he would play trains and trucks with him every morning. And he would always want David. David, where's David? And so, yeah, so they came back for Max ringing of his bell, too. And
it becomes a real community.
It does. It does. You really build these bonds.
And by the way, your eyes have been full.
Oh, it's going to be a tear wash. I lost my mom to cancer when I was 12. So. And her anniversary of her death is October 27th. And that was the day we were supposed to meet with the surgeon the first time. To hear his results. And I had told them that when they did the biopsy, I said, if they're going to tell me my son has cancer on the day my mom died from it, I can't hear it. So they called us that Friday before on the 24th. And he's going to beat it. He's going to win. He's going to win.
How much does having that ceremony count?
Well, it's just a completion. It's feeling the sense of, oh, I made it. I'm done. You know, and there's a really nice little poem written over by the bell that really kind of says it all. I've conquered this moment.
Yeah.
Yay, he's here!
David's out, followed by a gaggle of nurses and doctors. He unfurls a certificate of completion and then marches straight to the big captain's bell hanging on the wall.
The rules of ringing the bell, you got to read the poem and then you can ring it.
Really loud.
Look at that smile.
Ring this bell three times well. Its toll will clearly say, my treatments are done, this course is run, and now I'm on my way.
I'm so proud of you, kid. Holy man. Good luck,
Liz.
I'll take one with you.
Staff and family crowd to take pictures. David is presented with a gift from the nursing team.
That was all hard work, energy, the sweat.
Yeah.
That's you, right?
Pretty much.
That was you. So a little gift card from NHL.com.
Whoa.
All right.
All right.
Everything you hoped, David?
Yeah. Hard to explain. Just amazing. Felt like the biggest accomplishment I could have had.
All done. Now we can go home. That was basically the goal.
Get it done.
Get it done.
And you just went through this yesterday with your own daughter and seemed maybe as many tears today. I mean, what's that like for you?
I actually think I had more tears today. Yesterday, I was still in mom mode of, you know, soldiering. Today, I can finally let go.
This is such an important ritual.
Yeah, it is.
So I wonder if it's more for the parents.
Probably.
Congratulations. Get home safely, please.
And then find me on Facebook or I'll find you. So
yep,
we can keep in
Lars
contact.
And I have, yeah.
His Minnesota doctors always said David did well because he was so goal-oriented, so that bell must have been like a goalpost for him. We talked to Cindy Gerfest today. She said David's doing great. He plans on painting his radiation mask Spider-Man colors and wearing it at Halloween. But Dad Lars, a contractor, came home to find his job gone. His company hopes to be able to rehire him. The Gerfests are all grateful for the support of friends and a bell.